Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, January 21st, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Belarus has officially adopted a new military doctrine on the deployment of nuclear weapons within the country's borders. According to a report published by Reuters last Friday, Belarus claims the newly unveiled military doctrine is being enacted as a necessary measure for strategic deterrence. The document also outlines specific actions to be taken in response to any armed aggression against members of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, such as Russia. Reuters also noted that Minsk has simultaneously expressed willingness to engage in dialogue with NATO countries if the West stops what the Belarusian government has called aggressive rhetoric directed against the country. Last week, Polish President Andrzej Duda met with exiled leaders of the Belarusian Democratic Opposition, including President-elect Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. During the meeting at the presidential palace in Warsaw, Duda reaffirmed Poland's support for a free and independent Belarus, as well as the release of all political prisoners, such as Polish-Belarusian journalist and activist Andrzej Poczobut. Theater director Katarzyna Szyngiera of Gdańsk recently took home one of the prestigious annual Passport Awards from Polityka magazine. The award is given annually to Poland's best artists and cultural innovators. Szyngiera received her Polityka passport in recognition of her innovative directorial work, such as the cross-genre historical hip-hop musical 1989. The play, which was reportedly modeled after the successful historical hip-hop narrative Hamilton, was a co-production of the Gdańsk Shakespeare Theater and the Juliusz Słowacki Theater in Kraków. With the collaboration of cultural expert Marcin Napierkowski and music producer Andrzej Weber-Mikosz, Szyngiera created a modern interpretation of the events surrounding Poland's bloodless revolution and road to freedom. While Szyngiera has been living in Warsaw for many years, she originates from Gdańsk and has expressed plans to return to the city, recently telling Radio Gdańsk that she plans to take part in the competition for director of the Wybrzeże Theater. Cutting of sheet metal for a new mine hunter for the Polish Navy began on Friday at the Rabantowa Shipbuilding Shipyard in Gdańsk. The Rybitwa, as the ship will be named, is the second of three Komorin-type units being built in Gdańsk, following the successful construction and launch of three other vessels, including the Mewa in February 2023 and the Albatross in November of 2022. Komorin II-type ships are designed to offer anti-mine reconnaissance and protection for other vessels in Polish waters and serve as part of tactical groups in the Baltic and North Seas. According to Rabantowa officials, the Rybitwa will be ready to enter service in 2027. And Iga Świątek was knocked out of round three of the 2024 Australian Open Tennis Tournament after losing to Linda Noskova of the Czech Republic in three sets yesterday. Fellow Pole Hubert Hurkacz is the only remaining Polish player competing in the individual Grand Slam event after Magdalena Frank lost to American Coco Gauff in straight sets early this morning. Hurkacz is set to take on Arthur Cazot of France at 5 a.m. Warsaw time tomorrow for a chance to advance past the quarterfinals. The 2024 Australian Open, the first Grand Slam tournament of the year, runs on the hard courts of Melbourne Park until January 28th.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy with very little chance of rain or snow and strong winds from the south. Temperatures will remain at or below freezing with a high of 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of negative 1 degree centigrade or 31 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Slightly warmer weather is expected for tomorrow with a chance for some rain midday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.